You ever wondered how people rebuild after losing everything financially? In the next 12 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly how to bounce back from 6 devastating financial setbacks. This episode is organized into chapters, so if something applies to you, feel free to forward to that part of the episode. We're going to talk about your car being repossessed, or your credit has been destroyed, or you filed bankruptcy. These aren't hypotheticals. These are real crises that flatten people every single day. Here's what nobody tells you. Recovery isn't about luck. It's about having a system and a discipline. Today, I'm going to break down the exact roadmap for each of these 6 hardships. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm also an author and a certified life and health coach. And I'm here to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. Here's what surprised me most after 25 years as a financial advisor. The people who recover the fastest don't have more money to start with. They have something else entirely, something you can develop starting today. And I'm going to reveal what that is in just a moment. But first, think about this. What if your biggest setback became your greatest financial education? In this episode, you're going to learn 3 wealth decision principles to help you become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So let's dive right into this. Financial hardship doesn't knock politely. It kicks down your door at 2 a.m. when you can't sleep. Maybe you're there right now. You're scrolling, you're searching, you're hoping someone understands what you're going through. I've worked with clients with these exact situations. The single mom whose car got repossessed before her nursing shift. The executive who filed bankruptcy after a medical crisis. The retiree who lost half their portfolio in 2008. Every story started the same way. Maybe a little bit of shame, a little bit of fear. But here's what changed everything for them. They stopped asking why me and start asking what now. That shift, that's where recovery begins. So let's talk about hardship number 1, your car getting repossessed. Your car's gone. Your credit is going to tank. You need transportation to work, but you can't get approved for a loan. This is the debt spiral nobody talks about. So here's your immediate action plan. First, understand the 10-day redemption period. Most states give you this window. Contact your lender immediately, not tomorrow, today. Many will create a reinstatement plan if you're proactive. Second, if redemption isn't possible, negotiate a deficiency balance. And that's the gap between what you owe and what they sold it for. This number isn't set in stone. Everything's negotiable. Third, explore alternative transportation while rebuilding. Public transport, carpooling, bike sharing. I know it's humbling, but humble and employed beats proud and broke every single time. Here's the key most people miss. A repossession stays on your credit for 7 years, but its impact decreases significantly after 2 years of positive payment history. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 1. Your credit score is a movie, not a photograph. One bad scene doesn't ruin the entire film. Keep filming better scenes. Keep improving your credit. What this means, practically, start building positive credit immediately. Secured credit card, $200 deposit. Use it for gas only, pay it off monthly. In 24 months, you'll be surprised how different your financial picture looks. Quick question, have you ever had to rebuild after a major financial hit? Reply to my pinned comment below. I want to hear your story. Coming up, I'm going to talk about the bankruptcy recovery timeline nobody shares publicly, plus the divorce financial mistake that cost people $50,000 on average. So stick with me. So hardship number 2 is bad credit. Bad credit feels like a scarlet letter. You're paying more for everything, insurance, housing, even cell phone plans sometimes. The poverty tax is real, but credit repair isn't mysterious, it's methodical. Here's the 3-pillar credit recovery system. Pillar number 1, dispute inaccuracies ruthlessly. Pull all 3 credit reports. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. This is free and it's federally mandated. Studies show 34% of reports contain errors. Dispute everything questionable. Every late payment you don't remember. Every account that isn't yours. Number 2, pay down your credit card below the 30% utilization. Credit utilization accounts for 30% of your FICO score. If you have $10,000 in available credit, Keep your balances under 3,000. Better yet, under 1,000. This single move can boost your score 50 to 100 points in 90 days. And number three, become an authorized user. Find someone with excellent credit, a parent, a sibling, or a trusted friend. Ask them to add you as an authorized user on their oldest card. You inherit their payment history, their utilization rate, their account age. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Bad credit is expensive, but ignorance costs more. Education is the equalizer. Learn the system, then use it. All right, let's move on to hardship number three, bankruptcy. Bankruptcy feels like financial death, but it's actually financial reorganization. Companies do it all the time. I've had clients tell me filing bankruptcy was the best decision they ever made, and here's why. The bankruptcy recovery reality. Chapter 7 stays on your credit for 10 years. Chapter 13 for 7 years. But here's what the credit bureaus don't advertise. Most people qualify for an FHA mortgage just 2 years post-bankruptcy. Conventional mortgage, 3 to 4 years with good payment history. The keyword, good payment history. So here's some post-bankruptcy action steps. Month 1 through 6, live on cash only. Rebuild your relationship with money. No credit cards, no financing, pure accountability. Month 7, open a secured credit card, a $500 deposit minimum. Use it for one reoccurring bill, Netflix, Spotify, whatever. Set up auto pay. Never touch the card otherwise. Month 12, add a credit builder loan, $500 to $1,000. Your payment history gets reported. Your score will climb. Month 18, check your credit scores. You'll be shocked. I've seen many people increase their scores to 650 18 months post-bankruptcy. Here's the perspective shift you need. Bankruptcy isn't a moral failing. It's a legal tool. Major corporations use it strategically all the time. Donald Trump, supposedly multiple times, still became president. I'm not saying bankruptcy is ideal, but shame around it, pointless. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Financial failure is only permanent if you stop trying. Every successful person has failure stories. The difference, they keep moving forward. Still ahead, I'm going to talk about the layoff recovery strategy that cuts your unemployment time in half, plus the stock market loss that taught me the most valuable lesson of my career. So let's move on to hardship number four, layoffs. You walked into work Monday, you're unemployed by Tuesday. 20 years of loyalty gone in a 15-minute meeting. The emotional devastation is real, but the financial response must be immediate. Here's your 72-hour layoff protocol. Hours 1 through 24, file for unemployment immediately. Don't wait. Apply the same day if possible. Benefits can take 2 to 4 weeks to start, and every day matters. Hours 25 through 48, activate your network. Text everyone. Email former colleagues. Update your LinkedIn profile. And say I'm exploring new opportunities in your field. 70% of jobs are filled through networking, not job boards. Hours 49 through 72, slash discretionary spending to zero. Cancel subscriptions. Pause some entertainment costs. Cut everything non-essential. This isn't forever. This is survival mode. Week 1, create your 6-month survival budget. Minimum mortgage payment, basic utilities, food, and insurance. What's that number? That's your target. Week 2, explore bridge income. Maybe you have to Uber or DoorDash or do some freelance work or use some temporary agency. You know, pride doesn't pay mortgages, movement does. The mindset shift that changes everything is view unemployment as a forced career audit. What did you tolerate at your old job? What do you actually want? I've seen layoffs lead to career upgrades more times than I can count. Better salary, better culture, better life balance, but only for people who stayed proactive instead of paralyzed. So what would you do differently if you got laid off tomorrow? Think about that for a second and comment below with your answer. So let's move on to hardship number five, divorce. Divorce is financial surgery. One household becomes two. Income stays the same or drops. Expenses double. The average divorce costs $50,000 when you factor in legal fees and asset division. So here's your divorce financial survival guide. Phase one, document everything before filing. Bank statements, investment statements, retirement funds, and property deeds. Take screenshots, make copies, store them securely. I've seen people blindsided by hidden assets, or worse, emptied joint accounts. Phase two is open individual accounts immediately. New checking account, new savings account, new credit card, only in your name. Remove your spouse as an authorized user on all of your accounts. This protects you from their spending during your divorce proceedings. And phase three, update all your beneficiaries, your life insurance, your retirement accounts, your investment accounts. Don't leave your ex as a beneficiary out of oversight. In phase four, create your solo budget. What does life cost you on one income? Housing, utilities, food, transportation, and insurance. Be honest with this. Make sure you know your true budget. The mistake that costs the most, though, is fighting over assets instead of future cash flow. The house feels important, but can you afford it alone? Property taxes, maintenance, insurance, and your mortgage payment. I've watched people win the house in the divorce and lose it to foreclosure within 2 years because they can't afford it. Don't let ego drive your financial decisions. Ask yourself, what serves my future, not my feelings? All right, hardship number six is stock market losses. You checked your portfolio, your stomach dropped, down 30%. Down 50%, down more than you think you can afford. You know, every crash reveals who actually understands investing. So here's your recovery framework. Step one, stop checking your account daily. Seriously, close the app, delete it if you have to. Daily volatility creates emotional decisions. Emotional decisions destroy wealth building. Step two, assess if fundamentals have changed. Did you invest in solid companies, index funds? Are you diversified? If yes, nothing fundamentally changed, just prices. If no, if you speculated recklessly, that's a different conversation. Step three is rebalance strategically. If the market's down 30%, that means stocks are on sale. If you have cash reserves or fixed income investments, this is when you rebalance and buy low, not when markets hit all-time highs. Step four, extend your timeline. If you're investing for 10 plus years, short-term losses are just noise. Losses aren't real until you sell. Your account shows negative $50,000, that's a paper loss. Only becomes real when you panic and sell. The investors who stayed invested through 2008 fully recovered by 2013. Many exceeded their previous high. The investors who sold and panicked, many never got that money back. Don't let fear override strategy. The market rewards patience and punishes panic every single time. All right, let's get practical and put this into action. Let's bring this all together. Six hardships, one universal truth. Recovery requires action, not perfection. So here's your 30-day bounce back blueprint. Week one is your assessment. Where are you financially right now? Not where you wish you were. Write down every debt, every asset, every income source. Week two is your triage. What needs immediate attention? What can wait? Week three, small wins. Pay off one small debt. Open that secured credit card. Update your resume. Cut one unnecessary expense. Week four is your system building. Automate everything possible. Savings transfers, bill payments, debt payments. Systems beat willpower every time. The truth about bouncing back, it's not about having money. It's about having a plan. It's not about avoiding mistakes. It's about learning from them. It's not about where you've been. It's about where you're going. Every person I've seen recover had one thing in common. They started. Right now, pick one thing from this episode. And if you found value in this episode, subscribe to my channel, like, share it with someone who needs to hear it, and comment below and tell me which hardship you might be tackling right now. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.